More accurate weather forecasts and storm predictions are being forecast thanks to a new supercomputer being used by Met Éireann. Today's Daily Mail reported that Ireland has teamed up with colleagues in the Met services of Denmark, Iceland and the Netherlands for this project. Owen Sherlock, who's head of forecasting with Met Éireann, has been telling me about this new system.
We've basically worked with our colleagues in three other Met services and we've basically procured a supercomputer. The first one is called Aurora, the second one is called Borealis. One, the Aurora will produce our forecast and the Borealis is where we're going to do our research. So what it'll do for us, it'll allow us to run our weather model at a higher resolution. So currently it's 2.5 kilometres and we're moving up to 2 kilometres. So that's going to give the weather model a better picture of what lies beneath. So we get a better picture of, let's say, the Wicklow Mountains or the Cork and Kerry Mountains. And then that'll help us then kind of forecast how the weather's going to interact with those type of features. So that's a positive, you know, positive advancement. The other thing is as well is we do all our calculations at levels in the atmosphere going up a couple of kilometres. And currently we have 65 levels. We're moving to 90 with this new supercomputer. And that's going to give us a better picture of what's going on up there, where the thunderstorms are going to develop, what temperature, what height we can expect thunderstorms to kick off, what does the storm look like. So because we have a new supercomputer with all this extra computational power, we're going to be able to look at the weather forecast in a kind of a higher resolution. And obviously that's going to feed into better forecasts and better warnings.
You hope that it will be particularly useful when it comes to forecasting storms. Why so?
Yeah, so again, because of the new system we have in place, we're going to be running the forecast model every hour. Currently, we ran it every 3 hours. So that means every hour, we're going to have a new forecast of where the model is. We're going to be able to track the model because every hour we're going to be putting our observations from satellites, weather buoys, etc. into the system. And that's going to give us a better position of where the storm track is. We use something also called ensemble prediction system. So we're going to run the model 30 times. Before we ran it 15 times. So we're going to have 30 solutions of where that storm is going to end up. And what we can do then is we can use fancy stuff called probabilistics. We can figure out, well, we have a 90% confidence that it's going to come through Galway Bay and into the Midlands. So this is all going to be available to us with the new system we have.
I was intrigued to read that the computer is located underground. Why is that?
There's a couple of reasons, I suppose. It's been there before. So some of our colleagues have used this bunker, I suppose, in Iceland before. So it's secure from, you know, the weather. It's secure from Icelandic volcanoes and earthquakes, etc. And it has the infrastructure in place. But more importantly, it's going to use hydropower and geothermal energy. So that's going to reduce the carbon footprint. So it's going to be run basically on renewable energy 100%.
Can I ask you on a related matter, when people realise what you do, that you're head of forecasting with Met Éireann, I mean, do you tend to get a lot of stick still about, well, why didn't you predict this or why won't you predict that?
Yeah, I do, unfortunately. Like, we live on an island on the east side of one of the biggest oceans. So unfortunately, we're the first port of call when all these weather storms track in. So even our colleagues next door in the UK, they can see what's affecting Ireland. So they get a bit of more of a heads up. So we do a very good job for a very small in terms of staff numbers in terms of what we do. And I think we do give a good service to the state. But unfortunately, the weather doesn't always do what we want it to do. And that can result in maybe the odd blip in the weather forecast.
And that was Owen Sherlock, who's head of forecasting with Met Éireann.